everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet. My name is Kyle, and there's no one else here because nobody loves me. Oh, no.
Hey, welcome back. It's another Kyle solo show. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be full of thrills and spills and chills and dills and pills. Wills, strong wills. So, it's going to be full of a lot of ums and yes and pauses and stuff too. let's see, what should I start talking about? So, last week's episode was a real downer because Orion is not my friend anymore and he's never coming back to the show. Which I'm fine, but I have had people asking me if I want to talk about it and saying that they're there for me and stuff, and that has got to stop. I appreciate the sentiment. It's also, it's like all girls that do it, by the way. I don't know if that's, if like dudes want to do it, like, dude, if you ever need to talk to a bro or something, then I'm here for you, man. But I don't know if they want to do that and they feel like it's too effeminate, or if dudes are just not as gay as ladies. But ladies have been coming to me and saying, hey, if you ever need somebody to talk to, you know, I'm here for you, dog. And that's got to stop, because that's just gross. Nobody should ever talk about their feelings. I mean, that's just the way the world is supposed to be. You don't talk about your feelings. You just bottle them all up inside, and then you go and you touch kids to release all your bottled up feelings. Speaking of feelings, I feel like the world, somehow it's become cool to cry. I don't know when that happened. Maybe it's always been like that and I just didn't notice it until recently. Maybe I'm becoming a grumpy old man and I'm starting to get mad at the kids these days. I don't know. Although a lot of the kids these days that are crying about their feelings all the fucking time are my age, so who the fuck knows, but it's definitely becoming cool to cry. All the time. It's becoming cool to feel oppressed and offended and to just whine and whine and whine about how everybody is so fucking mean all the time. And it's driving me fucking nuts. I can't help seeing it everywhere all the time. Today, I saw on my Twitter feed, a link. I forget exactly what it was, but somebody I follow, I think it was Reverend Anthony from, used to work for Destructoid. He was a games journalist and now he works for Gearbox. He wrote, part of, or most of Borderlands 2, I think. He made a tweet that was something like, this is like required reading or something like that. And he linked to this article and it's titled, "We Need to Change How We Talk About Rape." Okay. There's plenty of this going on all over the internet. We need to change how we talk about rape. Like, don't, basically the idea, like, don't teach women not to get raped, teach men not to rape, all that stupid bullshit. But it was written by Film Crit Hulk. And if you're not familiar with Film Crit Hulk, what it is it's a douche on the internet who's entire, like, he just talks about movies and he does it in all caps and he refers to himself as the Hulk, which is so, so dumb. And he didn't even turn that off for this "We Need to Change How We Talk About Rape" article. It's all in all caps, and it's all with him referring to himself as the Hulk. Then what a fucking idiot. Like, just detracting from your whole point. Plus, his point is whiny baby bullshit anyway. Like, we need to change how we talk about rape because in this society, we think rape is okay. What society are you living in, you fucking idiot? And then the other day, I saw a blog post from the creators of Cards Against Humanity. If you don't know what Cards Against Humanity is, it's a game. It's a lot like Apples to Apples. If you don't know what Apples to Apples is, it's this game where you get these like two different kinds of cards. And one's kind of like they kind of go together. Like one person deals out a card that says something on it. And then somebody else deals out a card that is like everybody else has cards and they kind of deal out the one that they think is most relevant to the first card. And you could play it totally straight like that, but it would be super boring. So most of the time people go for like shocking or ridiculous connections. And Cards Against Humanity is basically taking the creativity out of that and just making all of the cards shocking, like they're all about the Holocaust and child rape and stuff. And the creators of Cards Against Humanity, they went to PAX, the Penny Arcade Expo, the most recent one, and they had a booth, and they put up a sign that their booth was a safe space, which I would have guessed was a joke. Safe space is like a social justice warrior lingo for a place where no one can say anything that will offend you. But apparently they meant it, even though their entire business model is offending people, like saying horribly offensive shit. Apparently they meant it, and they're mad at the Penny Arcade guys because somebody asked them, like, if they had any regrets about how anything went down with their whole stupid... Oh, man. There's so much backstory to all this bullshit. We talked about it a long time ago. Penny Arcade wrote this comic about, like, MMORPGs and about how ridiculous some of your quests are. Like, sometimes you'll be like, oh, I gotta save 7 slaves. But there are more slaves still there. You just don't have to save them. So the guy in the comic goes and he saves the slaves that he needs to. Then he's like walking by another slave that he's just going to leave there because he didn't need to save him. And the slave's like, but sir, we get raped to sleep every night by dick wolves. And the guy's like, oh, you're making it weird. And that's kind of like the punchline. The punchline isn't, oh, rape is hilarious. The punchline is that rape is terrible. Terrible, terrible things are happening to these people. And this guy doesn't care because it's not part of his mission objective. Anyway, people got super upset about that. And then the Penny Arcade guys started making fun of people for getting super upset about that. And it kind of... culminated in them creating a t-shirt that said like the Penny Arcade Dick Wolves on it, like a sports logo. And that made people go crazy. And then eventually, just to kind of stop the whole thing, they discontinued the t-shirts. And at PAX on some panel, they asked the guys, like, do you have any regrets? And they were like, I think pulling the t-shirts was a bad idea. And because of that, people are flying off the handle, going out of their minds about how they need to boycott the convention now because it's not a safe space. They don't feel safe there. It's unwelcoming to women and minorities and blah, 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 blah. And the Cards Against Humanity guys are mad at Penny Arcade for offending people. Like, they wrote this whole blog post about it. And and they're talking about how they need to either boycott PAX or try to change it. They're going to protest it, apparently. What your whole business is offending people. That's what you do. Let me see. I pulled up some of their cards, some of the Cards Against Humanity cards that you can play. Let's see. Being on fire, racism, old people smell, a micro penis, women in yogurt commercials, classist undertones, not giving a shit about the third world, sexting, roofies, a windmill full of corpses, the gays, an oversized lollipop, African children, an asymmetrical boob job, binging and purging, the hardworking Mexican, an Oedipus complex, a tiny horse, boogers, penis envy, Barack Obama, my humps, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system, Scientology, dry heaving Skeletor, Darth Vader, figgy pudding, advice from a wise old black man, $5 footlongs, elderly Japanese men, free samples, estrogen, sexual tension, famine, a stray pube, men, heartwarming orphans, genital piercings, a bag of magic beans, repression, prancing, my relationship status, overcompensation, peeing a little bit, pooping back and forth, eating all of the cookies before the AIDS bake sale, testicular torsion, the devil himself, the World of Warcraft, Dick Cheney, Mecha Hitler, being fabulous, pictures of boobs, a gentle caress of the inner thigh, the Amish, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Lance Armstrong's missing testicle, pedophiles, the Pope, flying sex snakes, Emma Watson, my ex-wife, sexy pillow fights, another goddamn vampire movie, cybernetic enhancements, civilian casualties, scrubbing under the folds, the female orgasm, bitches, the Boy Scouts of America, Auschwitz, finger painting, the Care Bear stare, the Jews, being marginalized, the blood of Christ, dead parents, the art of seduction, dying of dysentery, Mr. Clean right behind you, the Virginia Tech massacre, Jewish fraternities, Hot Pockets, surprise sex, the homosexual agenda, the trail of tears. So the whole fucking game is sold on the basis that it's hilarious to say offensive things. So you can't complain about what an unsafe space Penny Arcade Expo is because they think the Dick Wolves shirt is kind of funny and because they don't think they should have apologized for telling a rape joke that wasn't a rape joke. And they shouldn't have apologized for telling a rape joke in the first place. But it's become cool. And I think these guys are just lying. Like, they're just trying to say what they need to say to be popular, to not be boycotted themselves, which is really gross and makes them kind of douchebags. And everybody's just fucking crying about everything now. Brad Pitt is shooting a movie, and on Remembrance Day, they were shooting part of this movie, and it involves Nazis. And apparently people got really upset because there were people dressed as Nazis on Remembrance Day. And an extra who was filming said, "This was grotesquely disrespectful and offensive. I can't believe I wore an SS uniform on Remembrance Sunday." So he did it. He's the one who did it. And he's like, "Yeah, this is really fucked up, man. I can't believe we did this. It's a costume. Shut up. I just heard about some kid who wore a KKK costume for Halloween." And apparently his parents actually are like crazy KKK people, and that's sad. But just wearing a KKK costume on Halloween shouldn't be offensive. That's the point of dressing up on Halloween. Used to be to dress up as horrible shit, like to dress up as demons and monsters and witches and skeletons and whatever else. Now it's gotten to the point where people dress up as superheroes, and they dress up as wordplay. They dress up as like locks and keys and sexy Ninja Turtles and stuff. But if you can dress up as Michael Myers, you know, or Jason or Freddy, then you should be able to dress up as a Klansman. It doesn't mean you're endorsing it necessarily. So if I saw a little kid on Halloween dressed as a Klansman, I would think it was kind of ballsy and pretty funny, but I wouldn't necessarily immediately jump to, "Oh, that kid hates non-whites. That's what that means." I mean, that's what that means if he's wearing it on any other day, like if he's just at a meeting burning a cross or something. But on Halloween, it's a costume. Why are you so upset about it? It doesn't matter. And all the fucking blackface complaints on Halloween. You can't paint your face up like a black person, regardless of why you're doing it. It doesn't matter if you're painting your face fully like coal black with shoe polish, giant bright red lips, and just carrying around a watermelon and a bucket of fried chicken. That's exactly the same somehow as just dressing up as Will Smith and painting your face kind of brown because you wanted to look more like Will Smith. Like, even though one is more of a tribute and the other one is like actual racism, or at least potentially actual racism, they're both somehow the same because blackface just makes everybody cry. Everybody's crying about everything all the time, and I just don't even know what to do with it anymore. Like, why is everybody such a fucking baby? I don't get it. As usual, you can call in at 616-328-5581, or you can Skype me at kyle.aldrich on Skype. What's everybody think about all this crying? It's driving me nuts. I just don't know what to do about it anymore. Like, it makes me tired. Like, I used to, like, rant about it and describe all the reasons people were wrong, but, like, I'm having trouble even doing that anymore because it's just so old. Oh, Bames is calling. Bames, what's up?
Remember that Jim Carrey bullshit?
Oh, yeah. Jim Carrey, he did Kick-Ass 2, and then the Sandy Hook shooting happened, and he started tweeting about how, "In light of recent events, I've reevaluated my position, and I can no longer endorse this kind of violence in films."
Yeah.
What a fucking faggot.
Jim Carrey.
What a fucking faggot.
Yeah, I didn't know he was in that movie until I found out that he was crying about violence.
I just, like, what is wrong with people that they just can't handle this shit? I don't understand. Yeah. Like, when did it become cool to cry? Because I don't think that it's, like, just that everybody is super sensitive, and they always have been, and now all of a sudden they have, like, permission, like they're being brave or something. Like, finally we can come out and admit what pussies we are. I feel like it's become cool, and it's almost a competition to be the most offended, to be the most upset by things.
It might be like a mixture of both, like stuff like that has happened, and then because of that kind of behavior being encouraged, people have started leaning towards it.
Maybe.
You know, like there were people who were crying whiny babies, like, you know, all women.
Yeah. Speaking of all women, Sarah, teen Sarah, is on the line now, too. Sarah, what do you think about all this crying?
People need to stop crying. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Don't read it. Don't look at it.
Tell them, Sarah.
Don't cry. Don't feel bad.
Don't feel bad, you guys. Crying is dumb and for gays. I'm Sarah.
Turn upside down.
Sarah was one of the gals who wrote to me to be like, man, if you got feels, I just want you to be happy.
I felt bad.
No, I know. I don't mean to be a jerk about it. Although, I do think, like, I think people, like, they want their lives to be a movie or something. Like, they want everything to be dramatized. Like, I
want my life to be a movie.
Yeah?
I think of a movie that I want my life to be.
Oh, you're trying to make a hilarious joke? Like, yeah, I want my life to be Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
No, I do, though. I do think... I think that people... they want their lives to be dramatized. They want to do things like, say... like, if something bad happens to somebody, they want to say, hey, if you ever need to talk. And then, like, the other person breaks down in their arms, and they have a moment, and they feel really good about themselves, because they're like...
I don't normally condone this kind of rationalization that I'm pulling right here, but I feel like that may have something to do with, like, people watching so many movies.
Probably.
Like, yeah. Like, that seems, that strikes me as something that would definitely be influenced by that kind of thing. That's why all chick flicks banned from my house.
Yeah.
Except this Freaky Friday count. It has chicks in it.
As a chick flick? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it has boys.
I'm sure it has some boys in it somewhere. There's always, what was that, 17 again? It's not exactly a Freaky Friday, but it's a similar situation where the...
that one was Zach Braff?
I think it's Zac Efron.
Okay, yeah.
And Chandler from Friends. And Chandler turns into Zac Efron.
Happen.
Man.
Did you just say, wait, hold on. Sarah, did you just say, like, that would ever happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, Hollywood.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Like, that would ever happen? Do you say that at, like, every movie? Guys, I went and saw this this new Avengers movie, and... the whole time I was just like, like that would ever happen. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? What are you, stupid?
Harry Potter?
Like that would ever happen? Come on.
Yeah.
Super. So more believable than others.
Oh, Sarah. Sarah.
Yeah.
What did you call in to say?
To talk about stupid people.
Okay, who's pissing you off right now? What really grinds your gears? What gets you going? What makes you so mad?
People on Xbox.
What do they do?
It's the people that, like, when you kill them, they just start, like, raging and, like, screaming over the mic and just, like, just lose their shit. Like, everything about it is just so annoying. And all, like, little kids on, like, all the rated M games, like, Black Ops 2, there'd be like little kids on there and they're like talking. It's really annoying.
What if they're not,
don't know anything that's going on?
What if they're not actually little kids and they just have little kid voices like you?
Yeah, or dolphin hands.
No, but
tiger.
They're really obviously little kids though. Like little kid voices.
Because like they like to play Xbox.
No, because they like to play like Black Ops 2, Call of Duty Ghosts, those games.
Why are you killing all these little kids?
Yeah.
I'm killing the players in the game.
In real life.
These little kids.
Sarah, why do you approve of violence?
Yeah.
Because I like video games, and video games most likely have violence.
Yeah, but you're going to end up shooting that school in the woods you go to.
I don't know.
You're going to shoot up that graveyard.
Yeah.
Well, shut up, a graveyard.
That'd be great, a graveyard shooting. And it's just like dead people that get shot or ghosts.
People come back to life.
Yeah, the opposite of that.
Sarah, you're damaging your brain with all of this violence in video games. You're going to become a violent person.
No.
It's like in cartoons, Sarah's sitting in front of the TV playing like Super Mario, but she's like hitting a lot of buttons really fast. Like, that doesn't make sense, and it zooms in on her eye, and it's like a fried egg, because her brain is being fried.
This is your brain on Mario's.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to watch a lot of Looney Tunes, and I've never said this on the show before, but I actually had a little brother, but I killed him with a hammer. The giant cartoon hammer that I pulled out of my pocket, and hit him right on the head, and he died.
It took a couple swings, because he had an umbrella.
I actually had two little brothers. I killed another one with an anvil.
Anvils.
Because this is the effect media has on us, Sarah.
And one of them I shot in the face with a gun and he turned into a black person.
And one I stabbed several times just because I'm a horrible person. I didn't see that in a cartoon. I just wanted to stab.
I was playing Mario.
Sarah, have you ever burned down a house?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Where do you think that graveyard came from? Used to be a house there.
Now it's just graves.
I was walking through the woods the other day at like, I don't know, it was like really dark out, maybe like 8. And I went past a house that apparently was a person got murdered there. I took a picture of it and posted it up.
You took a picture of a murder house?
Yeah. It's just a foundation now and there's spray paint on it.
Did you put that in your scrapbook that's dedicated to murder?
Yeah, I put it in my scrapbook and on my wall.
Do you keep like a scrapbook full of like news articles about murders
that you've done?
You gotta have the pictures.
You gotta keep a memento.
Yeah.
Most people just like take something from their victims as a trophy, but I think that's stupid actually, because that'll just tie you to the murder. Like, if they ever find your scrapbook, you could still kind of BS your way through it. Just be like, I'm just interested in the news. Like, murders fascinate me. But if they found, like, a somebody's bracelet or something that you murdered, then you're in trouble.
Exactly. Oh, wait. I meant to bring it up. Did you ever watch the show? I don't know if anyone did. Did you ever watch the show Pretty Little Liars?
I've never seen it. What is it?
It's a show about a group of friends, and one of the girls gets, like, murdered, and it's like they're trying to find out who murdered her and what happened to her, and it's just really interesting and cool. But they all are, like, each one of them has their own secrets, and they're all, like, lying to each other, and they don't realize it.
Do you ever watch Sexy Vampires?
No, I did not. I'm not really into the vampire thing.
Sarah?
I was into Twilight for a bit, and I'm like, this is boring.
Sarah. How dare you compare Sexy Vampires to Twilight?
Yeah, I don't watch either of them, and I know that they are worlds apart.
Sexy Vampires is so much better than Twilight.
What is it exactly? A TV show or a movie?
It's a TV show. It's about sexy vampires. It's not actually called Sexy Vampires. It's The Vampire Diaries. It's about sexy teen vampires who are actually not teens. They're hundreds of years old, mostly, but they're real sexy.
Kyle, I don't watch any of these shows.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've seen an episode or two. Which is the one that was vampires, but now it's, like, also werewolves?
Well,
and also, like, shapeshifters.
Well, I only watch two vampire shows. One is True Blood, and one is Sexy Vampires.
True Blood.
And
it's one of the two.
True Blood is the one I've complained about for being that, but technically both of them are like that. Like, The Vampire Diaries has vampires and werewolves and witches.
Ugh.
So they kind of can't help it anymore for some reason, I guess. Like, if you're going to do a show about a particular kind of supernatural being, all of a sudden you got to shove like three more kinds in there. But True Blood is worse, I think, because they just keep doing. They've got vampires, they've got werewolves, they've got shapeshifters, they've got were-cougars. Shapeshifters are like were-everything. They can shapeshift into any kind of animal. and they can sometimes shapeshift into other human beings. But they've got were-panthers, werewolves, vampires, fairies, witches. There was some kind of weird demon lady thing. There's a vampire goddess. There was a vampire fairy who was like half fairy, half vampire. They got everything.
It's just Harry Potter now.
Yeah. But with more blood and gap-toothed Sookie's tits.
Okay, so I like the little green guy from Teen Titans.
Sarah, you got to take the socks out of your mouth because I can't understand half of what you say.
I heard it's Teen Titans.
It's my phone. It's my phone.
Well, take the sock off your phone.
Take the phone out of your mouth.
No, it's the mic. I have no idea where the mic is on this phone. So it's a Nokia. I don't know where it is.
It's a Nokia?
Nokia Lumia.
What year is
famously
this?
Famously hard to find the mic on.
Sarah, what year is this? Why don't you have an iPhone like all the other teens?
Nokia makes smartphones.
Yeah, it's a smartphone. Nokia.
No, but it's not an iPhone.
I don't want an iPhone. It breaks so easily.
I don't have an iPhone.
I have an iPod.
But Bames, you're like the lamest guy.
Where's your iPod? iPhone? I need an iPhone.
I don't need an iPhone. If I had an iPhone, I'd be too powerful.
The government won't allow it.
Now Moody's calling in. Moody, what's up?
Hey, how are you? I'm driving.
Okay.
But I was just listening into the show. And Sarah's voice was just so depressing and downtrodden that it reminded me that Kyle must be feeling this way since Orion was leaving.
So sad, Moody.
And if you ever want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I called in just asking if you want to talk about it.
Oh, thank you, Moody. That's so sweet.
Is there anything you need to get off your chest? You know, I'm a good listener. I'm great at listening, so you can talk to me anytime.
Well, you know, it just really breaks my heart. And if you could fly out here and I could physically cry on your shoulders and other parts of your body, that would probably help.
Well, where do you live, Kyle?
Michigan, in the U.S.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, we'll meet halfway. I'll come to L.A. I'll be there in January. Just fly on over to me on your cloud of sound sadness and somberness. I was trying to say something there, but it didn't work.
How about I just meet you somewhere in the Pacific?
Can you be more specific? Sorry.
I'll just intercept your plane. It's fine. Are you driving to LA right now?
Through a wind tunnel.
No, I'm on the motorway. The cell phone reception here is pretty bad, but I just felt compelled.
You're on the motorway?
Yeah, it's that's what we call the highway here in New Zealand.
Wow.
Yeah.
I find your non-Americanisms quirky in a way that upsets me.
Well, I'm driving on the left side of the road right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Not here, it's not. It's legal.
Does somebody have an American flag I can just stare at to feel better? I really hate foreignness.
But yeah, okay, yeah, I can sign up to that.
You also hate foreignness?
Yeah, I think I do as well.
But from an American perspective.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I hate New Zealand. This is wrong. I should be driving on the right side of the road.
There we go. That's what I like
right
to hear.
Side after all.
You got to work on that accent too, man, because that's oof.
I just thought I'd be exotic. It helps with the ladies, I guess.
That's just because they're dumb, though.
Why is it dumb?
No, they're dumb.
I don't have a smooth and sultry voice like you do, Kyle.
I know. I'm a real sexy man.
You can just hum and have ladies sit on bass speakers and you'll be fine.
Didn't Howard Stern do that? I think he did.
Who did?
I think that's like an old Howard Stern bit that he actually did that. Like he just made noises and had a woman sit on her speakers.
Yeah, you could do that. Could be your move. Like you bring a girl back to your room. You're like, hey, baby, just park yourself over on that 450-watt subwoofer
You just go up to a mic and start going like, wada, 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 wada.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can actually get her off with hate speech. You can
yeah. That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, just scream racial slurs.
Faggots and niggers and Jews! She's just in ecstasy.
Yeah, and she wouldn't be able to stop. There you go.
Oh, the Jews.
Oh, kikes. Sorry. The Jews. Man, how did the Jews get away? Like, nobody ever says kikes. People say niggers. People say faggots.
I think it's the hard yeah. K.
Nobody says kikes. It's just too, like, even racists are like, it's too harsh.
Well, that's because the word Jews itself sounds like a derogatory term.
Yeah, it does. For a long time, I actually thought, like, it was derogatory to say the Jews. Like, I thought... Yeah.
It's really just the tone.
Like saying the blacks.
Yeah,
like,
but... But and unless you're talking about how shitty the Jews are, like, the Jews call themselves the Jews, so I guess it's fine.
It's only bad if you say it like, Jews.
No, they like that.
Yeah. Sarah's still there. What's happening, Sarah?
Huh?
Sorry, I forgot you existed for a second. Go on.
It's easy to do.
Yeah, last time I fell asleep, so it was pretty easy.
Yeah, how old are you, Sarah?
16.
You're 16?
Yep.
Oh, you just haven't found your wings yet.
Wait, what?
He's saying...
You'll know when you're older.
When you're dead, and you have angel wings.
When I'm older,
they will all have perfect wings.
Yep.
Don't laugh at me.
Sarah, do you get laughed at a lot?
No. More on this show than anywhere, though.
Oh, is that why you keep calling in?
To get laughed at, you have to have people's attention. I don't think that's an issue that Sarah has.
Sarah, are you one of those invisible children from the Coney thing?
From the what?
Do you walk around and people don't notice you?
Yeah, like people just walk right through me, yeah.
Because you're a ghost.
You're a ghost. Yeah,
what does that feel like?
Like you're just walking and you just feel like you just shudder for a second, like, oof, what was that?
No, but that's what it feels like for them. What does it feel like for you?
Oh, not much. You don't notice. After a time.
I'd imagine... Like, when a ghost passes for a human, it did feel like you just peed in the pool. You know that feeling you get, like, with the pee just around you?
I've never peed in a pool, Moody.
Or like in an ocean.
Yeah, we live like in a lawful society.
Yeah, I don't know what things are like over there in New Zealand, but we have rules around here.
We're just barbaric over here. We climb in pools and bodies of water and just urinate everywhere. That's what we do. But I'd imagine it would be like that. It would be like peeing in a large body of water.
So you imagine a ghost
side of the pool.
You imagine a ghost walking through, you would feel warm?
Yeah, like get a little tinge of like get a little shiver of warmness.
See, I imagine it would be cold.
Ghosts are cold.
Yeah, no, you feel cold. Like the person would feel cold, but the ghost would feel warm. Because
they draw heat. Yeah.
It's the transfer of heat.
Yeah. It's basic physics.
You need the energy to balance out. So the heat energy goes to the ghost. That's why you feel cold.
I don't know, man. Ghosts are always hanging out in, like, abandoned mental hospitals and abandoned houses and stuff. Like, they seem to try to stay away from people. And I think if I was a ghost and get, like, walking through people would make me warm, I'd try to go to, like, concerts and stuff.
Yeah, no, but how do you know there's ghosts walking through you? You're not a ghost. You're not there.
I can see ghosts.
The amount of people that are dead compared to those that are alive, there's like 14 ghosts for every person.
And where are they all?
Everywhere.
They're all hanging out in abandoned mental hospitals and abandoned houses.
What is it like when ghosts pass through each other?
Well,
would be kind of like when people pass through each other.
They've never done it because they're scared. They don't know
or
what would happen.
Is it like ghosts can't pass through each other?
Yeah, I would assume they can't.
Because that would be like two ghosts.
Each other and floors. It's the two things ghosts can't pass
their
through.
Clothes. ghost clothes.
Not in Scooby-Doo. They can go through sewers.
There are no real ghosts in Scooby-Doo.
There's no ghosts in Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo is all about how ghosts aren't real.
Yeah. I know. But they make, like, those,
You've never seen Scooby-Doo. What are you, 10?
No.
Uh-huh. I had it on VHS tape.
The ghosts are all holograms.
Yeah, they would have the hologram things that would go through floors.
Yeah, well, we're talking about ghosts. We're not talking about holograms here. Keep up.
Go away.
Go away.
Sorry, I'm just...
Go
I'm
away.
Just really... I'm really mean when I call into I just had a terrible thought.
You are the meanest guy.
I had a terrible thought.
I think you ruined Em's life.
How is she?
She hates me. She emailed me and she said, "Kyle, you fucking faggot. I hate
you
your
like
guts.
This cat.
Why did you let Moody ruin my life?" And then she said, "I'm jumping off a bridge tonight."
Oh, did she jump off a bridge?
I think so.
No. She can't do it.
She jumped off a bridge and she screamed, "I'm sorry, Sean."
You were the best guy ever.
I should have boned my friends. No, she's fine. Although she did say she's never, like, she's not calling in ever again. Because she's...
But that was just because of me, though. She shouldn't
have
judged.
And that was just rational... like girl talk, you know.
I kind of get her point, though.
I.e. lies.
She's revealed things on the show before because, like, for whatever reason, I don't know. For some reason, she can't not answer questions, which is what she said. She said she doesn't have enough defenses to handle calling in anymore because if we start asking her sensitive questions, she can't help but answer them for some reason.
Someone should teach her the word no.
That'd
help.
Probably.
Yeah. The opposite of yes, man.
Did you say the opposite of yes and?
No, yes, man.
Oh, the opposite of yes, man.
No, man.
I thought you were making some kind of commentary on improv.
Yeah.
Pretty deep.
The opposite of yes, man.
Yes, man. Wouldn't that be no girl?
Yeah, that would be what M should become.
No, no girl. The lamest superpower ever. The worst superhero is just no girl.
She has the ability to say no?
Yes.
The superpower of being able to say no?
Yeah, the superpower of negation.
Unlike most girls, I can assert myself and say no. Oh. Yeah. Somebody needs to teach these girls to say no. They don't know how.
Yeah, teach girls to not be raped.
Sarah.
No. If you teach them the word no, that way they get raped. You have to, like, take away the word no. And that way...
That's how we'll eliminate rape.
Yeah, then it's all conscientious.
That's a good idea, actually.
You mean it's consensual, not conscientious.
Conscious.
No, it's not conscious, it's consensual.
Conch shells.
That way it's all conch shells.
They're all conscious. Why you put them up to your ear and you hear the ocean.
And you hear no. Sarah.
No, you put them up to your ear and all you hear is shh.
That's kind of rapey.
Yeah, that is a bit. Conch shells are really rapey.
They're really rape enabling. They contribute a lot to rape culture.
Ocean culture.
Yeah. That's why lobsters never get consent. They just bang. Sarah.
Yeah?
Do you like ice cream?
I can't eat ice cream.
Really? Are you lactose intolerant? Or are you just not allowed?
No, she's a ghost.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Does it fall right through your body and onto the floor?
Like everything, yeah.
My ghost mom gets really mad because I make such a mess.
I eat frozen yogurt.
Wait.
The spookiest kind.
Wait, why can't you eat ice cream?
It's weird. Like, for me, it's things that have a lot of, like, milk or a lot of, like, say, lactose in it. It's if it's really heavy, like, cream or something like that, I can't have that. But I can have, like, a yogurt or I can have, like, one slice.
Do you ever eat that Activia?
Yeah, I like Activia.
Keep yourself regular.
I think
yo, girl, you ever eat that Activia?
You ever chart your poops?
No.
You got to keep track of these things. You're getting
graph.
You're not getting any younger, Sarah. You got to keep track of these things.
Why would I need to do that? And that would be the weirdest thing to find. If he just walks into someone's kitchen and just...
Well, it's not any weirder than your murder scrapbook.
Yeah. Keep them in the same book.
Yeah.
Murder book.
In a table of contents.
Maybe you'll find some kind of correlation between when you're least regular and when the most murders happen.
Yeah.
When I'm pissed off, I just do it without noticing.
Then you can come up with some crazy conspiracy theory and put, like, yarn connected to thumbtacks all over your walls.
Pictures like, of poop and dead bodies.
Yeah.
The murderous shit, like, concept. Yeah.
No, but I hate conspiracy theories and stuff.
What if you found out that, like, the bigger the log, the more deaths per incident? Like... When you take a really massive shit, that's when a school gets shot up.
Like, at the same time.
It's a coincidence.
I don't know.
And it's, like, edited in, like, picture in picture.
Well, that's like, is that, like, Rosario Dawson's character in Men in Black 2? That's like Rosario Dawson's character in Men in Black 2. But instead of the weather, it's people dying, and it's with shit.
What happened in Men in Black
3? Yeah, I don't remember.
That's the one with the plants, right?
The Men in Black 2 is when they found that girl that when she cried, it would rain as well. And they had to take her back to the home planet. And then they used the Statue of Liberty as a giant mind eraser thing.
Was Men in Black 2 the one with the tiny little alien and the robot old man? Or was that Men in Black 1?
Black 1.
Which one had Will Smith delivering a squid baby?
Men in Black 1.
Yeah, see, maybe I haven't seen Men in Black 2.
Don't bother.
Yeah, it's not worth your time.
All right, Men in Black 1 was hardly worth my
but
time.
But it was good to talk to you guys again.
All right.
I'll see you later.
Thanks good for calling, Moody. Now.
And if there's anything you need to talk about, you've got my Skype.
Okay, thank you, Moody.
See you later.
You're a beautiful man.
One of the beautiful people.
He's so goddamn so pretty.
Frustrated.
And he doesn't appreciate the advantages he has in life as a pretty boy.
Why can't I be beautiful?
Is CG Lover here tonight?
He went to bed. He has like a cold or something.
I have to go to bed because Moody's too cute.
Moody's on here. Oh, my cold is flaring up.
I need to grab a few tissues and go to bed. I have
I do believe I'm getting the vapors.
Oh, fucking CG Lover.
Cat Rufus? I think Rufus.
Who has a cat named Rufus?
Your ex-roommate.
Remus. Oh, you're talking about Remus.
Remus, yeah.
What about him?
He sounded like him. The voice you just made.
Oh.
You don't know Remus.
Yeah.
It was in the old episode.
When did you meet Remus?
I didn't meet him.
I think you're thinking of Heathcliff.
Heathcliff.
Forget I'm a ghost.
Heathcliff, no one should terrorize a neighborhood.
Heathcliff, no one should watch this cartoon.
It was such a good cartoon, babes. I never saw Heathcliff on TV. I don't even know what channel it would have been on or when it would have aired, but I had a single Heathcliff VHS that I got from like a grandparent or something. And it was bad.
You know, there is a Heathcliff racing game on the Wii.
Of course there is. Everything garbage is on the Wii.
It's called The Fast and the Furriest, which is also the name of a Tom and Jerry movie special.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it doesn't even have its own Wikipedia page.
Sarah.
Yeah?
Who's your favorite Heathcliff character?
I have no idea what cartoon that is.
I don't know any characters from Heathcliff other than Heathcliff. I know he likes to put fish in his mouth and then pull them out and they're just bones.
But I like that.
You like that? You ever do that before? I like that. You ever put a whole dead animal in your mouth and then pull it back out and it's just a skeleton? That's how I eat everything.
Not considering I can't eat anything.
I put a burger in my mouth one time, a whole yeah. burger, and I pulled it back out and it was just a skull.
That Heathcliff video game on Amazon goes for up to like $35.
Ooh. I wonder how much it sold for new. $60.
Yeah. More than Wii games regularly. I think they were 50.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't bought a Wii game. 60. I haven't bought a Wii game since like 2007. Cap. When did the Wii come out? Was it 2007?
I think like late 2006.
Oh, well, I might not have bought a Wii game since 2006 then.
I remember wanting the Wii. I want to throw it out my window. I hate it.
You remember launching the Wii?
I remember wanting it.
Oh, wanting it.
I was talking to my grandma about it. I'm like, I want the Wii so bad.
The Wii was... Yeah. The Wii's all right as long as you don't like video games.
It came out... Okay, it came out November 19th, 2006 in North America, and that was the earliest release date of it. It came out in December 2nd in Japan.
I think I knew that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I was just playing a Wii game today.
What are you playing?
WarioWare Smooth Moves. I wrote down stuff about that for like pre-show notes. I love that game.
It's a pretty good game.
There is a mini game where you put an old lady's dentures in and then she just takes a bite out of a corn cob.
Aldi used to love that game. We ended up playing that game for hours and hours and hours.
I am a fan of WarioWare.
It's a pretty good game. We also played a lot of Wii Bowling. Sarah, you any good at Wii Bowling?
Yeah, I used to be really good at
it. Aldi used to have like a trick to that?
Yeah, I never could figure it out because she would just do this weird arm movement that was nothing like bowling and shouldn't have worked, and it would get her a strike every time. She'd get a strike every time.
So the other WarioWare game I have is, it's just, I wrote down hitting guy with bat. I think I know what it is. There's just one where you have to hit a dude in the back of the head with a bat, and then he just goes like, ow. And that's the whole minigame, and I played that earlier, and I was like, that's the best.
This is why Sarah's going to shoot up a school. It's all that violence.
I'm not going to shoot up a school, guys.
Whatever you say, Sarah, whatever you say. I'm just saying, talk to a professional before it's too late.
Man, I'm looking at the Wii. It had some pretty weird launch titles.
You know what game I really, really liked? I think it was super underrated. It was a lot of fun. Is Excite Truck, which I'm pretty sure was a launch title.
I thought you were going to say Elebits.
No, Elebits sucked. I do own Elebits. Yeah. Well, I guess Orion owns Elebits now.
I own at Elebits.
At Elebits?
I'm good at Elebits.
Oh. I guess Orion owns all my Wii games now because he has all of them, and I can't imagine.
Trying to take him back. That was the line.
I just can't imagine contacting him and being like, if we're not friends anymore, give me back my Elebits. I just can't imagine it. Like, I guess I almost want to do it just because it's so funny. To call him up and leave him a message that's like, listen, I understand you're mad at me, whatever, but if we're not going to be friends anymore, I need my Elebits back.
There was also a Crayon Shin-Chan game that came out for the Wii at launch, and a Happy Feet game.
That had to be terrible, the Happy Feet game?
Sure. Yeah, there was an Avatar The Last Airbender game.
I played that on my friend's.
Apparently, Metroid Prime 3 was going to be a launch title, but it was pushed back a few months.
I got that Twilight Princess.
Yeah. Oh, and Rampage Total Destruction. I think I got that with my Wii when I got it.
I got a Rayman Raving Rabbids, which I hated, but Aldi loved.
I think I rented Raving Rabbids 2, and it had one minigame in it where you play as like Spider-Man, and I loved that minigame, and the rest were awful.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Rayman, I don't understand why anybody likes Rayman. It's so lame. Like, Rayman is like Arrow the Acrobat or Bubsy or whatever, but like weirder and Frencher. But yeah, somehow he survived. I don't know why.
The old Rayman games are not fun. I played some demo of that new one, and it's like, it's pretty meh gameplay wise, but like the game's pretty to look at.
He's such a dumb character design. Like, it's so like
his hair. He's bad.
Like his stupid face looks like a corn kernel, and he's got that dumb fucking hair. He has no arms or legs. He just has floating hands and feet.
I played it as some little blue guy. Like he had a really long nose, but he was like really short.
Blue Ray Man?
Yeah, probably. Like he's probably named Blue Man.
Like Green Mario from Mario Brothers?
Yeah, Green Mario.
How do you guys feel about that new Mario game? What is it? 3D World?
3D World.
Is it crazy that I'm a little annoyed by the name of that game?
I think they're naming it that because they made Super Mario 3D Land on the 3DS.
Right, no, I know. That's why I'm annoyed by it, because it made sense when they made Super Mario 3D Land on the 3DS, because it was 3D, but now they're making Super Mario 3D World, which isn't 3D.
Maybe they're going to
make it... Wait, it isn't 3D?
Isn't it a Wii U game?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, it is a 3D game, but not, like, actually 3D. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I never thought about it like that. Yeah, that is dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's dumb.
It's super dumb. Wow. It looks kind of fun, though.
What's that about the Wii U?
What's that about the Wii U, Sarah?
What's different about the Wii U that's not on the Wii? Like, I don't get why people bought the HD. Wii U.
Yeah, it's HD.
And it has Wonderful 1 on it, so I need it. I'm really mad about that. That I have to get a Wii U now.
Wonderful 101 is for faggots. Yeah, it's HD, and it's a little bit more powerful than the Wii. Like, but it's...
And, I mean, it's a new Nintendo console, so they're going to release all their new games on that. So
yeah. Mario games, Zelda games.
You have to get it.
I think it's funny, kind of, when I hear games journalists talk about gaming sometimes, because I think they forget that the majority of people are not like them. Like, games journalists will end up with all three consoles. They just will, because that's like their whole world is video games. But most people won't. And I think because of that, like, most people are going to end up ignoring the Wii U. But like, to a games journalist, like, I have to have all the games. So, of course, I'm going to get a Wii U. And there are good things about the Wii U. So, like, I've heard games journalists act kind of confused as to why the Wii U isn't more popular. And it's because most people are only going to buy one of these things.
Yeah, and it's also because they don't have fun times wiggling a stick around in the commercials anymore. It's just a guy playing with a big controller. Like, that was what sold the Wii.
That big controller is so... It's just such a strange decision.
I haven't demoed it or anything.
I haven't either.
I'm not entirely sure. It'd be fun to hold. I think they sell... like basically an Xbox controller.
Yeah, they do. It was just such a weird decision. Like, it's like they went, well, with the Wii, we were really successful because we had this gimmick with the motion controls. We can't do the same gimmick on the Wii U. We need a new gimmick. But the gimmick they came up with, just such a strange decision.
And then also, I think a lot of the games you can just use a Wiimote on.
Yeah.
You have to use the nunchuck, right?
Gotta use that nunchuck.
Gotta have my pops.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? It was dumb, I'm sure, but I can't remember.
So that Mario game, I wrote that down because I noticed that it got a 9.6 out of 10. Which, I mean, sign of a good Mario game, I guess. It looks really pretty.
It is pretty. I do kind of feel like they kind of lost the plot with Mario around Mario 64 in terms of like the design aesthetic of everything, and I feel like they're sort of getting that back now. Because everything after Mario 64 didn't really look like a Mario game anymore. Like Mario 64 was suddenly full of penguins and cows and shit that didn't look anything like Mario stuff, and then Mario Sunshine, like, didn't look anything like a Mario game, except that Mario was in it. Mario Galaxy was starting to get back to it a little bit, but... And then I heard, I think I mentioned this on the show before, but I heard that in one of the new Super Mario Brothers games, there's a whole level that looks like a Van Gogh painting, which doesn't make any sense. Like, it sounds like a shitty ROM hack.
I heard about that. Yeah, that sounds like a bad art game.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a shitty ROM hack to me, where somebody like inserted into the background graphics this...
Yeah, the Scream.
Yeah. So I feel like they, at some point, they just stopped knowing what Mario's supposed to look like. Or I guess the more reasonable thing to say, I suppose, would be that they changed what Mario was supposed to look like, because it's not like I'm in charge of that, but...
Kyle's the king of Mario.
I don't know. It just seemed really weird to me.
I saw one of the screenshots they released for that new Super Mario Bros., and I saw that they're, like, there's a new cat power-up people like. I don't know about it.
Yeah.
I don't really like the design of the cat costumes.
I don't really either.
There are cat bullets, and I like that.
What are cat bullets? Like bullet
bills?
You
know, like the bullet bills. Well, you know the bonsai bills?
Yeah.
The big ones? They're like that. They're really big, but they just, they look, they have like cat ears, and they are like cat in some places. Also, I saw one with a raccoon tail, and I was just like, good on you, cat bullets.
A cat bullet with raccoon tail?
I saw a cat bullet, and I saw a bullet with a raccoon
tail. Oh. I was going to say, Japan, you have gone too far.
Yeah. What is this? What is anything anymore?
Cats and bullets and raccoons all combined into one thing? Are you crazy?
Dogs and cats living in harmony.
Sarah, if you could be any kind of animal bullet, what kind of animal bullet would you be?
Cat.
Wow. Way to give the most uninspired answer possible.
Well, cats are like my favorite.
You like cats, huh?
Yeah, my emblem on Xbox is a cat.
Who's your favorite cat? Celebrity or otherwise?
I don't like the celebrity cat, but...
You don't like celebrity cats?
What about...
No, the celebrity cat. Like, from, like, the actual character cat. She's Ariana Grande, but she's in a cartoon.
What the hell are you talking about? What? There is a celebrity who is a cat named Cat?
No, it's a person, but her name is Kat.
What the hell are you talking about?
Do you know who Ariana Grande is?
No. She sounds like a Mexican dish.
Sounds like an
animal. Well, she has a really, really high voice, and she's in the show. She's really stupid, and she has, like...
In what show?
Victorious.
Oh. I still don't know what that is, but oh...
It's an older show. It's not. I don't think they're making new episodes. But her name is Kat, and she has like dyed red hair, like really red hair, and she's really stupid, and people just make fun of her. And
is she Kat,
not like her?
Is she made primarily out of beef and beans?
Sure.
She sounds like she would be.
No.
Sarah, have you ever gone to a restaurant and not left a tip because you hated the waiter or waitress's race and or sexuality?
No.
Why not?
Because it's mean.
I
never really hate people.
When I was looking at all these different things online that were like people crying and annoying me.
What you were talking
about. Saw two different news articles today about one is about a waitress dissed by an anti-gay customer. Their bill was $93.55, and instead of leaving a tip, they wrote, "I'm sorry, but I cannot tip because I do not agree with your lifestyle."
That's, I mean,
because
that's ridiculous. Asshole.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, it's Emery tweeted CNN thing about it.
I just thought that was so funny.
So dumb.
Apparently, the waitress had short hair, and they didn't like her short hair and assumed she was a lesbian. And
correctly,
yeah, and then couldn't tip her because they don't agree with her lifestyle, which I do think makes them shitheads. But I also think a tip is a gratuity, and I don't care why they didn't leave you a tip. Get over it. It's one of the risks of the job. They didn't stab you or punch you or try to lock you in jail. They just said, "I don't like your lesbianism and I'm not going to give you extra money."
I think I would have liked it if they were just like, "Wow, what a shithead." But I don't know. I think the CNN story said, like, I was mad, but then I was more hurt.
She said, "I am thoroughly offended, mad, pissed off, and hurt that this is what her kids will grow up learning, and that I served in the Marines to keep ignorant people like them free." Sorry, lady, but I don't agree with your lifestyle and the way you're raising your kids. But you didn't see me throwing that in your face and giving you shitty service. Keep your damn mouth shut and pray we never cross paths again. Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to keep a gun on me.
Yeah. I don't like you because you're a lesbian. Oh, yeah? Well, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, I'll make you gay.
That's how you convince homophobes that the gays are okay. Threaten to kill them.
It is actually like if you die and you come back to life, you come back to life gay.
Mm.
That's how it happens.
Uh-oh, Sarah. If you ever get revived, you're going to be a big old gay.
I don't want to be. Thank you very much.
Well,
is it a mandatory thing?
It's just the way it works.
I don't make the rules. No, I just don't force them.
I would like to be dead.
Why do you hate gays?
Ever. I don't hate them. I just don't want to be one.
I thought you were going to say, I don't hate them. I just don't like them. I just don't agree with their lifestyle. Well, then there's another article about apparently some Red Lobster waitress. She got a receipt. She claimed to receive on a receipt in lieu of a tip. That they wrote none on the tip line, and then they wrote nigger.
First question.
Yeah.
Was she of the African-American persuasion?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's less funny.
I think she's being paranoid.
I think it would be great if it was just some white lady.
But apparently... she posted the receipt online and she left the guy's name on it. And he has commented since then and said, like, I did not write nigger on that receipt. And they've had a handwriting analysis done. And the person analyzing it was like, yeah, I'm like 90% sure that she wrote that, actually.
Maybe they were, like, the person posting it was trying to... just say that this guy didn't leave me a tip. Don't mind I was practicing my handwriting.
So. Yeah. Oh yeah. And then I wrote nigger on it, but I was just
direction than I expected.
It sounds to me like this is probably the fifth one of these articles about some horrible thing written on a receipt that I've read. And, it seems to me like this particular one, this person had seen other articles like this and was like, fuck yeah, I'm cashing in. I'm black. I'll just pretend somebody wrote nigger on a receipt.
They could tell it was her handwriting because it was really bad. Black people.
She writes black.
She writes in pigeon.
Oh, no. Sarah Bames. Clout Scratcher says Sarah Bames. Oh, who is on the line at the moment says Fleenus. And then Clout Scratcher says Sarah Bames.
Oh, Fleenus.
Oh, hi, Fleenus.
Oh, Fleenus is back.
You hate Fleenus?
I don't hate Fleenus.
Why do you hate Fleenus?
I don't hate Fleenus.
He's like your younger internet brother. Only you guys don't have sex.
Yeah.
Like he would with a biological sister.
Yeah, if you're not related, it's forbidden.
Yeah, if you have like stepsisters or something, then gross. Oh, Sarah, if you had a hot stepbrother, would you date him?
No.
There's nothing wrong with it, technically.
No, that's okay.
Okay. You're missing out. I dated my hot...
imaginary stepbrother.
I dated my hot stepbrother, and it was awesome.
You mean out of the three you killed?
No, those were real brothers.
Oh, okay.
Not stepbrothers. I do have, I think, two stepbrothers. They're not hot, though.
I wouldn't date them.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I rated them not on hotornot.com. Is that still a thing, hotornot.com?
No.
Is bangme.com
still a thing? Something on Facebook like it, though.
It's bangme.net, Bames.
And it is.
I believe so.
No. I'm on it right now.
Sarah,
no.
You ever go on these websites?
Run.
What?
Nothing.
Did you just Scooby Doo at me?
I said run, because I'm playing a game.
Run.
Oh, what is it with teens? You can't be on the phone without playing a video game?
My Xbox is on.
I can play video games
right
now,
too. So I felt the need to play it.
We're having a contest.
You're playing a game, too, Bames?
No. I'm just saying, like, if I could be right now.
He's playing a board game.
How do you think I feel? I keep myself away from these menial distractions.
Bames, did you see today that I asked for Questos and Suggestos?
Yeah, I didn't even bother.
Oh, I saw that.
Like, I assumed you were just humoring Crafty Matt.
Well, at this point,
I didn't actually listen.
At this point, I feel like I shouldn't have bothered because, they are lame. Yeah, Crafty Matt was saying, he said a few times now, like, you guys used to do this Facebook and Twitter thing where you would ask for questions and suggestions, and I think you should get back to that because it provides
you
with
that. Have you guys noticed something about Fleenus with his, like, mouse and stuff?
Yeah, and he clicks his mouse all the time. The boy, yeah. Well, so I decided, okay, all right, maybe he's got a point, and I tried it today. The reason we stopped doing it was because we were doing the show live. I didn't see any point in it. Like, you can always get on the Facebook or the Twitter and say things at me, and if it's interesting enough, I'll bring it up. And during the show, you could, if you have something you want us to talk about, or me, I guess, at this point, you can just call in and say it to me. So I didn't see the point anymore. The reason we did it before was because we did it pre-recorded, and this gave people a way to interact with the show the way you can now live. So I thought, okay, maybe he's got a point. We haven't done that in a long time. So I tried it today. I went on the Facebook and I said, hey, you got any Questos, Suggestos? We're going to give this a try again. And I cross-posted it to the Facebook and the Twitter. On the Facebook, let's see what I got. Kevin Toledo says, did you see Thor, The Dark World? I did not. Not yet. How's employee ownership going? It's going all right. The spirit days are all over now. I'm sure we'll have more weird shit like that in the future. There's this whole system for employee of the month where you can nominate other employees. Like, you can fill out a card and stick it in a box and nominate people for employee of the month. I doubt anyone is doing it. Like, if you get like one or two in there, they'll just pick one, I guess. Because I really doubt that everybody's filling out these cards and submitting it for employee of the month. And it doesn't like come with anything, really. It just, they put your picture on the wall. And other than that, like, nothing really is developed with that. did Orion just find two other Orions to hang out with, thus starting a gang, Orion's Belt? Ha. Good one, Kevin. Good one.
Classic.
Chad Mason says, gonna try to be there for an entire live show tonight. I'm off, tired as hell already, and going to see some old fart movie about Vegas with a friend, and then pigging my fat self out at Pizza Hut and bringing my girlish figure on over. Am I high? I'm probably high. I guess you're probably high, because most people who talk about being high are high, because they love it, and they talk about it. Fraser Slotsky says, guinea pigs, great pet or greatest pet? Man, I did a whole fucking segment on guinea pigs. I've talked the shit out of guinea pigs. Guinea pigs are the worst animal.
Yeah.
Go listen to old shows.
They're only good for experimenting on.
Guinea pigs are terrible animals. They're just like I describe them as rabbits crossed with potatoes. I talked about how they're, like, in the wild, they're nothing but delicious morsels. I can't imagine what they could possibly do. There's no life behind the eyes. They're terrible pets. They don't like you. All they do is sit around being scared and try to escape and shit on things.
I would rather have a
terrible
regular
animals.
Pig.
You would rather have a what? A regular pig?
A regular pig.
Yeah.
Pig.
Yeah.
Or a donut that looks like a pig.
Or a pig that looks like a donut.
I guess they would end up looking pretty similar.
Maybe.
The ratio is the same.
What if the pig looked exactly like a donut, though?
But I brought it to, like, a zoologist, and he's like, oh, that's a pig.
Yeah, definitely a pig. And then Brad Kelly says, whatever happened to all the songs you were making for people? Did you finish them all? I miss songs from Kyle. No, I did not finish them all. I don't, I have a few...
Yeah.
I have a few left to do, and I just, I still intend to do them, but I haven't been filling it, yo. I got
to
do
it. Are they all from listeners that are, like, hard to get the ideas scrounged up?
Well, I got to do a Chrono Trigger song for Eris. And that one I have trouble with just because, like,
can't do it justice.
Yeah, I just don't know what to say about it. Like, I like Chrono Trigger. It's pretty good. And then
you end up making some, like, quasi remix of the Zeal theme.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. I have to do a song for Michael Corrigan, which is Irish Mike, who hasn't been around in forever. I don't even know if he listens anymore.
Yeah. He doesn't even wrote, like, techno up the chat anymore.
Yeah, he sent me a donation for a song, and also partially because I helped him figure out what mixer to buy, but I didn't really help him. I just talked to him on Skype for a while. But yeah, I gotta do a song for him. And to be honest, I like Irish Mike, and I've talked to him a bunch, but outside of the fact that he is Irish and he lives in Scotland, I really don't know that much about him. Like, I don't know what I would say about him. Irish Mike, he's really Irish, wizard. And he's on the internet. And then I got to do a song for Cartesian Ghost. I don't know if he's around anymore either. He got kind of sad because I would talk about what a weirdo he was all the time. And I haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know if he's still around or not.
He donated like a week after he started listening, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know much about him except that he's a fucking weirdo and he does it on purpose and then pretends he doesn't and gets upset when you call him out on it. And then I got to do a song about Miss Nick. She didn't donate for this one. Somebody else did, and they want, well, it was, ex-roommate John. He donated for it, and he wants me to do a song about Miss Nick having sex in a graveyard with a ghost. That one will probably be easier. And then I got to do a song about Sarah, and jeez, that's my list of to do. I've got 5 songs left to do.
What if Orion came back by donating for a song like Kevin Frost?
I'd write him a diss track.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I still got songs to do. Nothing happened to them. They're just still sitting there waiting for me to do them. And I intend to, eventually. Rick Albert says, are cats secret Nazis or something worse? Ho-ho!
Christian Serpa.
Was the famous SNL phrase, Jane, you ignorant slut, deprecating towards the women's right movement? Or did it provide women with a sense of pride? I don't even know what you're talking about. Jane, you ignorant slut.
Is that the one where Adam Sandler is a woman?
I don't know.
Rob Schneider is a hot man.
I have no idea what he's talking about. But even if I knew, he's not actually asking. He's just trying to think of, like, weird things to say. Larry King, does he wear pants or do the suspenders keep him tethered to the earth and out of the aliens' grasp?
Yeah, see, I don't feel like those two are mutually exclusive.
He's just saying weird things. Like, I guess he's trying to be funny, but, like, none of those are things. Like, what did you imagine would happen, Rick? Did you imagine I would read Larry King, does he wear pants or do the suspenders keep him tethered to the earth? And I would be like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I would launch into a 20-minute bit about Larry King and his suspenders. I don't understand what the point of that was. So that's the Facebook. And then on the Twitter, let's see. Sean Ryan says, are songs totally dead? Are there any topics/opinions that you couldn't really talk about with Orion around that you kind of can now? That's probably the best question that I got today. Are there any things that you couldn't really talk about with Orion around that you kind of can now?
What a loser I think his kid is.
I guess potentially I can speak a little more freely about how much I hate people having kids, but to be honest, I didn't really let that stop me before.
Yeah.
And yeah, I suppose I won't because there's no reason to, but I could talk more shit about Aldi than I would have before. There are plenty of things that Aldi has done that annoy the shit out of me, that I wouldn't get too mean about because it's Orion's baby mama. But I don't, why would that come up now?
And I mean, it is Aldi.
I don't have some kind of, grudge against her where I need to vent these things now that I can. So not really. There isn't really anything I couldn't talk about with Orion around that I can now. But that's a good question. Then Chori Queso says, when you are tracking, which instrument or part of the song do you record first to build off of? Drums, guitar, synth, etc.? Yeah, when I'm laying down a track, a hot track, making music, usually I start with the drums. I think that's probably pretty normal.
Yeah, drums are like some kind of bass line.
Yeah, it gives you a beat to work with, like to keep you on beat. And yeah, usually I start with the drums. Almost every time. Sometimes no. Sometimes
sometimes if you have like a melody in your head, I can imagine.
Yeah. Would, but you know what? Even then though, like, because
really
I've definitely
just, like, you keep those stored and you use them with a drum that you put down already.
Yeah. Usually, even if I already have a melody in my head, I'll at least put down like a, like just a plain like doof, 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 just to know where to place notes and stuff. So even then, I'll usually put down drums first, but not every time. And that's it. That's
you heard of this?
The Facebooks and the Twitters.
You heard of this? I think I quote about it. It's that Kickstarter game about the Iranian Revolution.
I don't know that I've ever heard of it.
Okay, I'll post it in the chat. It's weird. I mean, I don't know. I do know how I feel about it. I'm not really interested, but I don't know. I mean, people seem to be... This is the kind of thing where it's like, people are like, man, y'all thought World War II Vietnam was crazy? The 1979 Iranian Revolution is where it's at.
You know,
that's like... It feels very much like that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, lame.
Lame.
I don't.
It's made by the guy who made Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Well, maybe
like, worked on the cinematics. And
maybe
stuff.
It would be a fun game then. What kind of game is it?
It's on iOS. And
oh well, fuck that.
It has a mini game such as shut down power grid, navigate a riot, rock hurling, darkroom processing, and graffiti tagging.
This is another thing about games journalists that I think is, this is a tangential aside, but that I think is funny, is that there are a lot of games journalists who will talk about how, like, the iPhone has changed gaming. And I suppose it has in some ways, but not in the revolutionary way that they pretend it does.
I think, like, 2 days ago I read some article on how, like, touchscreen-only devices are pretty much killing platformer games. Because they take all the, like, functionality out of them. Because you have to make them, like, infinite runners.
Yeah, yeah. And I hate those games. Those infinite, like, free-running games. Like, Cannibalt or whatever. I think they're so dumb. They're not fun. I don't understand them. But, yeah, like, iOS games, I'm sure there are great ones. And I know everybody fucking loves Angry Birds. And I don't have anything against gaming on your phone. But I don't think, like, people talk about how, like, the iPhone is going to kill the other handheld gaming systems, like the DS or whatever, and how, like, mobile gaming is, like, revolutionizing the games industry sometimes. And it's just nonsense. Because,
I mean,
most people, I think, still see their phone games as separate from their games.
Yeah, so I don't know if you know this. I have a cell phone telephone that, and I think mobile gaming has really revolutionized Minesweeper.
Yeah.
That is the one game I have on my cell phone telephone. And I would rather play Minesweeper on this iPhone machine. It's not an iPhone, it's some kind of other one. I would rather play it on this than on a computer, but I mean, certainly not revolutionizing the game industry.
It's just another thing where I think games journalists are out of touch, like, because they buy everything. So they buy like a million games on their phone. Like they want to keep up to date with it. But I don't think most people do. I think, like, for most people, if they have games on their phone, it's like, I'm going to be on an airplane for a few hours and this will give me something to do.
Or taking a shit.
Here's something to do when I'm taking a shit. Here's something to do if I'm waiting in a lobby at a doctor's office or something. And I don't think most people with all these phone games are like, this is my, I'm a gamer. This is how I play games.
Yeah. I do. I mean, there are some games, like there's this one like Cut the Rope, where you gotta get a candy into a monster's mouth by like a series of little physics puzzles.
I love that game.
It's interesting enough that it's made me think, like, I think little puzzle games are probably the best.
Sure.
For the phone. I guess that's like Angry Birds is like that too. That's a physics based game. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it's common knowledge that putting every game on everything isn't working for it. But yeah, it's hardly revolutionizing the game industry.
That's my only issue with that attitude, is that it's not revolutionizing the games industry, and that's what they're saying about it. I'm not shitting on phone games, and there are I'm sure there are great games on phones. But
disagree.
Well, you just talked about one.
I just talked about one that was neat.
Well, I'm sure that there are great games on phones. And I know there are ports of good console games on phones, although usually that doesn't work that well because you have to like put a D-pad on the screen or something. But I don't know. I'm sure there are great games on phones, but they're not revolutionizing the games industry. I don't think that the 3DS needs to be worried about the iPhone. I don't think it matters, but
yeah,
Iran had a revolution, and somebody is making a game out of it.
The anniversary of that recently, and apparently that day is officially recognized around there as Death to America Day. Nobody at work wanted to celebrate it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't give a shit about a game about the Iranian Revolution, and But I could see this doing well because people are so stupid. Like,
they want $400,000 for it.
I could still see it getting funded because it's like just the right kind of hipstery bullshit. Like, it's kind of a hot topic issue. It has to do with like the Middle East and everything, and it's about revolution. What hipster faggot doesn't love the idea of revolution?
Yeah, it's been like 1 or 2 days, and they have 45 large.
Yeah,
so
I could see it getting funded.
Yeah, so I was sick on Tuesday.
Okay.
And as I usually do when I'm sick, I started playing a million video games, one of which was WarioWare. The other one was, have you played Rhythm Heaven?
No.
Yes.
No.
Do you know of it?
I know of it, yeah.
It is fantastical.
I've heard that. Like,
it is cool. There, you are a monk and you eat dumplings to the rhythm. And that's, like, I found out there was a Wii version, and I think I'm going to get myself that for Christmas. That's my Christmas present. And I also played this game that I am conflicted about called Volgar the Viking, which you might have heard of.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It was a Kickstarter game. It's one of those, like, hard but fair games, like the Dark Souls. It's like you die in one hit, but you can pick up a piece of armor that gives you another hit, and you can get like a sword that is better than your sword. And when you have a double jump that makes you like hit everything around you, and all the movement controls are really tight. And I like it because of the art style mostly. I don't have very much fun playing it because a lot of it seems to be replacing actual difficulty with just no checkpoints ever. Like, I don't think there are actually, like, save games in it. But my favorite thing about it is that it's a game about being a Viking, and the first level is, like, an Aztec temple, and the second one is, like, Atlantis, and the third one's, like, a volcano.
None of that sounds appealing to me at all.
Yeah, I just think it looks cool.
Well, that's cool. And you have a Viking's name, so I can see how you could identify.
Yeah. Ooh.
Do you not like being accused of having a Viking's name?
I don't like being accused.
Yeah, well, I think you stole the cookies from the cookie jar.
Yeah. There are a lot of people saying this, like, that's what I was thinking of. It's a game, 4% of the people who are playing it roughly paid for it, which I feel like those numbers have existed for other games, but that seems like a pretty big disparity.
Yeah, that seems like an awful lot of piracy. Like,
yeah, I mean,
that sounds like Photoshop levels of piracy.
Yeah, which that caught me off guard. I mean, they are making a profit probably because it was kickstarted. So presumably the whole game was funded.
Bames, you going to play that Shovel Knight?
Maybe. I don't know. Is that coming out on computer machines?
I don't know.
Have to pay for it.
I saw it on, I think so. I think it's coming out on PC. I saw it on Kickstarter a long time ago.
I watched a bunch of like people who donated and like donated enough to like create a boss in it and then did a video about it.
I think it looks kind of neat. I don't know if it would actually be fun or not.
Games where you have like a down bouncy attack, yeah.
The downward thrust.
Yeah.
I think it looks kind of neat. I'm just trying to think of games that I'm actually like I give a shit about at all.
I feel like I had that new Zelda is apparently actually really cool.
The Link to the Past one?
Link Between Worlds, I think it's called. It got like an 8 on Destructoid. And apparently like you can do everything in every order, in any order, and you can buy all the core items from the start, but you lose them all when you die, but you won't die very often.
I don't know. None of that sounds good to me. I don't want to play a Zelda game where I lose everything when I die.
But it's like everything's really like dispensable. Like you can just buy another bow. Got 1,000,000 rupees.
Yeah, I don't know that I like that. That almost sounds like they wanted to make it a multiplayer game or something.
It sounds to me like they're just trying to make it more like old Link to the Past where your shield would break and it's just you get another shield, except I guess it's with every item, which I can imagine would get pretty annoying, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be buying a bow over and over and over again.
I do like the idea that you can do everything in any order.
I got annoyed. I would get annoyed in Minecraft when they would make an update where something that didn't have a durability anymore or before all of a sudden had one. Like,
yeah,
I understand it.
This is kind of the worst.
I understand it, especially in a game like Minecraft, where like there's no real end game. I mean, they added one; you can fight the Ender Dragon, but there's not really an end to the game. So, like, to keep you doing stuff, they add durability to items and stuff, so you have to keep mining things and whatever. But like, all of a sudden, you've just added an inconvenience. Like,
yeah,
I had shears and they were great, but then you added durability to them, and now I keep losing them.
In the Elder Scrolls games, like the old ones, like Morrowind, and I think even like the Oblivion one, they had durability where if you hit a wall 1,000,000 times with your sword, it would break. And they took that out in Skyrim, and people got mad at that. And it was like my favorite thing. I played that game for so long because I liked it so much more because it had no durability.
I feel like certain mechanics, they functionally add something to the game, but what they end up adding is inconvenience. Like they can extend the game in a way, but not in a way that's fun. It's not fun to lose all of your stuff.
Yeah. Like I'm thinking, I feel like I played a game. Maybe I'm just thinking, I was thinking of ammo, I guess, like in multiplayer games where you can pick up guns off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in those games, guns essentially have durability in the form of like ammo, and they make that work because you're just running around picking up all sorts of guns. It's like a Matrix thing.
Yeah, you have to make it like in such a way that, yes, you can run out of ammo, but you're not going to get really frustrated by it. You're not going to be running out of ammo all the time.
It's not like, oh, I just have no ammo now.
Yeah, because running out of ammo sucks. That's not fun, running out of ammo. And conserving ammo isn't fun.
Yeah.
When I used to play Mega Man games, it didn't even occur to me to not play this way, but you like beat a boss and you get their weapon, and I would only use those boss weapons on other bosses. I would never use them during a level unless you had to. And I've since like watched other people play the games and they do it all the time. They're like, this. The metal blade is way more powerful than your Mega Buster, so they just use it through the whole level, and it makes me like almost nervous to watch. Like I'm like, stop! You're gonna run out. You're gonna use it all.
Well, you never run out of metal blade.
But I just like that's because it's not fun to me to run out of the weapon. Like it makes me nervous to have an ammo limit like that.
I understand. I I would never use anything but the Buster because I never used it, and therefore I wasn't entirely sure of the mechanics of it, and I didn't want to take a chance on wasting it and not even killing one of those frog bubble guys in Bubble Man's stage.
C. McNichol says you only use them if you rent them. If you buy them right out, it's more expensive and you keep it forever. Is he talking about Zelda?
Probably.
Like in Zelda, you can
play that game.
You can rent a bow.
That could be a complete lie for all I know.
Felina says all the shit you hate is in Fallout.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. But that's actually sort of interesting to me. If I don't know if that's what he was saying or not, but if there are different stores in the Zelda game, like in one, there's like a rental shop. You can rent any of the items. You can rent a hookshot or you can rent a bow or whatever. And that's cheaper. But if you die, you lose it. Or if you use it too much, you lose it or something. Or there's a time limit. But there's also a way to get a permanent one. That's sort of an interesting mechanic. I could be okay with that.
Well, I didn't know. See, there? Now you like a video game. But yeah, everything you hate is in Fallout. I modded a lot of inconveniences out of that game in order to have a pleasant experience with it.
Yeah, I don't think I would be a big fan of the Fallout games. But a lot of it, though, like, I'm such a, I guess, graphics whore. Not really graphics whore in the sense that, like, I care about resolutions and poly counts and stuff like that, shaders. But I care way more than I think most people would feel is reasonable about what a game looks like. And my tastes are like Fallout doesn't match up with them. Fallout.
Also, with Fallout, it's okay to care about the graphics themselves because it's in, I guess, not even necessarily the uncanny valley, but it's aged just right where they were trying to be kind of realistic with the character models.
Yeah.
But it's just terrifying.
Didn't work.
Like all, whenever you talk to someone, they just stare dead-eyed at you the whole time.
You know what game series I think has always had terrible-looking characters, and it's an otherwise great game series, is GTA. Like I feel like every GTA character's face looks just wrong. And I feel like they're getting better at it.
Everybody looks in those games.
They're getting better at it, I think, but there's something just wrong with everyone's face in every GTA game. And they're otherwise pretty good-looking games, but it's like they just don't have anyone who knows how to make a face. Yes, yeah. Felinus, I do like aesthetic more than graphics. Baines, what did you say about GTA? You don't know what those people look like?
Yeah, I don't know any of the faces.
Have you never played a GTA game?
I haven't retained any of it.
Are you face blind?
I've played two GTA games.
Bames, are you face blind?
Yes. I mean, that guy in GTA 5 is pretty ugly. The guy who is bald.
I think he's supposed to be crazy. Ugly. Is that like Trevor or something?
Yeah, he's like a redneck or something.
Yeah, he's like the crazy one.
Well, when he has and to like do stuff.
The
sniper?
The guy.
The tires out of cars?
Franklin, I think.
That's the black one, right? Guy.
Yeah. I gave him like a beard right away because he has a weird mouth. But apparently that guy in real life has a weird mouth too because it was all mo-capped.
Hey, Bames.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Pete and Pete?
Yes, actually.
Oh, you did?
I watched a few episodes of Pete and Pete, yeah.
Little Pete is in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Really?
He's apparently Jimmy, one of the guy's kids.
Wait, he's Michael's kid?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Huh. Wow.
And it's like...
Little Pete.
He does the voice and he did the mocap for it. That's Little Pete.
Wow.
I heard...
I actually didn't know. That's a cool little factoid.
I found out about that on the Indoor Kids. And I also found out that...
The guy who... plays Franklin is cousins in real life with the guy who played the main character in San Andreas.
CJ? I don't know what the guy is.
I guess, yeah. All black people are related.
Yeah. Well, apparently Little Pete and Big Pete are also doing a podcast now.
Is it called Pete and Pete?
It's called The Adventures of Danny and Mike, because those are their real names. Danny Tamborelli and Mike something. I can't remember. But yeah, they've got like three episodes and they're doing a podcast where they go on adventures together.
It took me like a second to realize what you were talking about when you said real names, and I was like, wait, what? They're not both
they're not Pete's.
Peter and Peter.
Yeah, little Pete doesn't actually have a tattoo of a lady on his arm either. Not in real life.
Wow.
I know. Blew my mind. Sarah, you ever watch Pete and Pete?
No.
You have any idea what it is?
Not a clue.
No. It was an old Nickelodeon show.
Wow, Big Pete's a real uggo in this picture on Wikipedia.
Hmm. I guess he works as like a behind-the-scenes guy in movies and TV and stuff now. Like, he works as like a key grip or a best boy or something. And little Pete is like, he's
in like a sketch comedy group, it says.
His voice is so crazy now, like, hey everybody, it's me, little Pete. Hey, how are you?
Yeah,
I'm little Pete.
I wish it had been like that when he was little Pete.
Yeah, it would have matched his like tattooed persona. He didn't he try to derail a train with a penny? Little Pete? Maybe. I don't know.
Should be called Between Two Petes. Agree.
There actually is a third guy that they have on there that, like, I guess it's, runs the show. I don't know why he's there, but he could be the one who's between the two Petes, so it could actually kind of work. Sarah.
Yeah?
You ever watch Between Two Ferns?
I don't think that's real.
Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
I think I saw an episode of that once.
I don't know what that is.
It's a great show with Zach Galifianakis, and he interviews celebrities, and they pretend that they're actually being interviewed and they don't know what's going on, and he says offensive things and they pretend to be offended.
I think I watched one. Yeah, I watched one with like Sean Penn or something. And Zach Galifianakis was, it seemed like he was pretending to be like his character in that, the campaign movie. Like, he just had a mustache and he was acting all like homely, and Sean Penn wanted to like punch him in the face.
And the whole thing is fake though. Like, it's,
yeah,
sometimes it's pretty funny and like they make it work, but other, like there was one that he did with Justin Bieber and it just doesn't really work.
It reminds me of that. Have you heard of Comedy Bang Bang?
Yeah, it's a podcast, right?
No, it's a TV show on IFC.
I think it might be both then.
Oh, well, I didn't know it was in podcast form. It's got Reggie Watts on it. And I saw an episode of it where like they had Pee Wee Herman, like Paul Rubin as Pee Wee Herman on their show, and he ate like a, he took a bite out of a single M&M, and they made that funny somehow. I laughed, but it isn't that funny.
I know. The only thing I really know about Comedy Bang Bang, because I've heard about it, but I've never actually seen or heard it, except that I somehow through one of those, you know, internet kind of, what do you call it? What is that? Jesus Christ, what is the fucking term? It's like a train of thought. Like, if you just start writing something down and you just write stream of consciousness kind of thing, like where I'm just clicking link to link to link, and then this thing makes me think of this thing, and I end up here and there and everywhere. I was listening to this podcast called The Legacy Music Hour, which is about video game music. And one of the hosts on there is a stand-up comedian named Brent Weinbach. And he was so unfunny on that show and so mellow and subdued that the fact that I knew he was a stand-up comedian made me really curious. And then I was looking at stand-up clips of him on YouTube. And he actually is funny sometimes, and he does like these little sketches and things on YouTube. And then I ended up on a Comedy Bang Bang clip from when he was on Comedy Bang Bang. And they did this really stupid bit where he talked about how when he was looking for an apartment in L.A., he called all these people on Craigslist, and they were all creeps. And he wanted to demonstrate that on the show, so they started calling Craigslist numbers. But they weren't really Craigslist numbers. He had some guy or a couple of guys picking up and doing fake voices and acting weird. And it was so blatantly obvious. But, like, I guess that could have been funny. Like, it's so blatantly obvious that it's funny, but it just didn't work at all. It was just so bad. And it went on forever. He called, like, five numbers.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the podcast. Apparently it doesn't have Reggie Watts on it, who is, like, the co-host of the show. And he's pretty good. Like, I don't know. I can't describe any of the bits effectively. But, like, at one point, somebody starts fake crying, like, the guest. I think it was, like, Rashida Jones or something.
Oh, she's fake hot.
Cried. Yeah, and then Scott Aukerman was like, hey, Reggie, can you fake cry? And he started crying like a baby, but then he just, like, stood there like it was nothing, and I laughed.
I think Scott Aukerman does the podcast, maybe, because that sounds...
Yeah, it says on Wikipedia that he does.
I think he was on that clip that I listened to. Comedy Bang Bang, I think, is... like when Rafael Trujillo back in the day told me about the Comedy Button, it's the same kind of name, but in the case of the Comedy Button, I guess they're like making fun of it, and maybe that's their point on Comedy Bang Bang as well, but the content that I heard matched the name. It was like if you named your show like Chuckle Farts or something, I don't know. It's just like a really dumb, corny
I'm
comedy
fun
name.
Of my podcast.
Bames... by the way, Bames has a new podcast. It's called Chuckle Farts. It's great.
By the way, I love the Comedy Bang Bang logo that I'm seeing on Wikipedia. I think they use it in like the title screen. It's a guy on a motorcycle, and his head is like dentures, or like it looks like it makes me think of like those pairs of chattering teeth.
Okay.
Like novelty gags, but he's riding a motorcycle, and it's in like a comic book. Burst. It's great.
It sounds great, Bames.
Yeah.
It sounds really, really great. I don't know. Like, there's something very rubber chicken-y about Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of IFC. I also watched that. There was some sketch show. It's made by, like, Bob Odenkirk, I think. The guy who used to do Mr. Show, and he was...
He was Saul.
Yeah. And I think he also did, like, voice acting for Bob's Burgers or something.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But that was, like, really funny. They had this whole bit about, like, it was like an old Legends of Rock thing. Like, you know, pioneers of rock. We owe everything to these people. But it's, like, old hicks singing about, like, a June bug up in their sleeve. And, like, it recorded really badly. It's all grainy, and they're plucking on a guitar. And it's like, this is real dubstep. And he plays it. Oh, there's a cricket on my knee, and a knee on my cricket.
Mr. Show was pretty funny sometimes. Bob Odenkirk's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sarah, who's your funniest funny man? Sarah? Is she not on the call anymore? I'm not looking at Skype.
She's there.
Sarah, but... did you fall asleep again? Sarah! All right. Bye, Sarah. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's everything I have on my notes other than me being mad about Robot Wars, which that was a recent thing on Twitter right before the show, but it was actually like boiling inside me through the whole day. I was watching some Robot Wars clips and BattleBots.
Bames, you do some lame stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty lame. And there's this one robot. He was called Razor. And he had a little wedge. He was what they call like a wedge bot. So he could like scoop up another robot. And then he had this pincer on top that would just like dig into them and crush them. It could have like exert 3 tons of force, apparently. And nobody could beat it. And it's like what people say is like part of the reason that BattleBots and Robot Warriors died. It's this thing called like robot... what do they call it? Like robot Darwinism, where they just end up making like unbeatable robots and it's not fun anymore.
I didn't think BattleBots was much fun to begin with.
Like, but it was like shitty robots hitting each other.
Yeah, but like it's not funny enough or interesting enough to sustain a series. Like
I just think it's cool.
Yeah. I think robots are cool, but those aren't even really robots. They're like RC cars with buzzsaw blades on them.
Battle bots.
Yeah, I remember like when that show came out that I was kind of interested in it at first because I thought it could be cool, but it just wasn't. It was like a bunch of Roombas with guns on them or knives. Yeah. Like
just ramming into each other.
Yeah. It was like watching a boxing match between two Down syndrome kids. Like, it sounds like it would be awesome, but I bet it would actually suck.
So, yeah, battle bots.
I did have this one other thing in my show notes, but it's been in my show notes for a couple of weeks, but I don't know that I actually want to talk about it. Like, it's too much. I saw this video on, maybe it was on Reddit, of this fucking anti-pedophilia campaign where, like, they created a fake CG girl, like a little girl, and she's meant to look real. She doesn't look real, but I guess maybe over a low-quality webcam-type connection, maybe you could fool somebody with it. But the idea is, like, they made her look like... I don't know, some kind of generic little brown girl so they could pretend she's from third world countries. And I guess there's a problem, like pedophile dudes will get online and get in chat rooms with little girls from third world countries and send them money for them to do sexy things on camera. And so like this is like To Catch a Predator kind of shit, but they're taking it to the next level where they've created a realistic fake little girl that they can show them so that they can catch all these pedophiles. And I don't know, like the whole thing seems really kind of gross and creepy to me. Like, yes, it's gross and creepy in the first place that dudes are getting online and going, hey, 6-year-old little girl, you don't have any money because you live in a dirt country with germ water. But I could give you some money. All you got to do is finger your little twat for me. That's already really gross. And I get that. And I get why you would want to stop it. But I don't know. It just seems like so... strangely misguided. Like,
it makes me feel like maybe one of those guys you're meeting in a chat room wouldn't have acted as a strange, weird pedophile had you not been like seeking him out.
Well, yeah, there's
this fake CG girl.
I always kind of felt bad about To Catch a Predator too, because like these guys are not like great guys or anything. Like, they don't I don't feel super good defending them, but some of them were just idiots, and technically they didn't do anything wrong precisely because of what you did as To Catch a Predator. Like, nothing happened. And I think I get that it's like an intent crime, that like that's what they're getting them for. Like, their intent was to go have sex with a young girl, but they didn't do anything. And you don't know that they would have. Like, all they showed up at a house, and a little girl let them in and then left the room to go get cookies or something. And that's all that ever happened. All they did was talk dirty to a non-existent girl online, and you don't know what would have happened. Like, it's obviously ridiculous when they show up and they go, I actually was just going to come here and warn her about stranger danger on the internet and stuff. Like, yeah, probably not. Probably not. But maybe you don't know. There's no way to prove one way or the other what they would have done. So I felt kind of gross about that. And the fact that they, like, it wasn't done, like, out of... They wanted you to think it was done out of some, like, moral... justice crusade, but it wasn't really. It was done for the sensationalism of it. It was done so that we could watch them and laugh at them and point and go, what a fucking creep. And there's just no need for, like, these guys should, if you catch them like that, you should try to, like, fix them. You shouldn't be, they're not monsters. They're just dudes who, for whatever reason, want to fuck kids. And I bet most of them would prefer to not want to fuck kids. And it doesn't excuse them actually going out and trying to fuck kids. But I mean, like, if you... maybe this will be hard for you to relate to, Bames, being that you don't want to fuck anybody.
Or especially kids.
But, like, most dudes that I know are, like, fucking horny idiots. And I can't imagine how much worse they would be if it was completely illegal and immoral for them to ever have sex with someone that they're attracted to. Like,
yeah, I mean, like priests.
Yeah, well, kind. Yeah, I mean, like pedophiles don't have it easy. Like, and it always makes me feel gross to defend pedophiles, but I like the world has demonized them so much, and I understand why. Like, if they actually go out and molest kids, they're potentially doing a whole bunch of damage. But that's not, I don't think that's the idea for a lot of them. Like the NAMBLA guys, the gross NAMBLA guys, they're the North American Man Boy Love Association. They preach about like romantic sexual relationships with kids. Now, say whatever you want about whether or not that's actually possible, but they're not into raping kids. They want to have like a kid for a boyfriend. Like they want to like marry a kid, you know, like they want to be romantic with a kid. And you can say all you want that that's not possible, that kids can't consent and that they don't understand and whatever. And maybe you're right, but they're not monsters. It's not their fault that that's not actually possible. They don't want to hurt kids. That's not the idea. So if it's impossible for them to do this, and this is all they're into, like they're not attracted to adults at all, that's like a really shitty situation to be stuck in. And there's no sympathy for them whatsoever. Nobody cares. They're all just monsters to everybody. And I think that's just like, there's something really gross about that. And then to go like, these guys, they get online and they convince a little girl to get on cam and show her vag, which is scummy and gross, but they're not forcing her to do it. You know, like it could be a lot worse. They could be out there abducting kids and fucking them and stuff. And you get in there and you bait them with this sexy kid you made. And then like, for what? I don't know. The whole thing just seems so gross to me on all sides. And I
like to imagine like the tech whiz who was like in Autodesk Inventor making this sexy 3D kid.
Yeah, like how fucking gross. Like, I gotta make as realistic a sexy kid as I can because we're gonna nail those pedophile scum. I don't know, the whole thing, it all seems so misguided and kind of mean. I don't know. And I do feel like this is not an appropriate thing to say, but I do feel like if you get in a chat room and you say, hey, show me your vagina, and somebody shows your vagina or shows you their vagina, like, I kind of feel like that's their fault, even if it is a kid. Like, you can't force somebody from another continent over Skype to show you their vagina.
Yeah.
You can't. So, like, even if it is a kid, I kind of don't care. If you get online and you go into a kid's chat room, you go into Club Penguin, and you're like, hey, everybody, send me the little kid dick pics. And all
that
of a sudden,
is
you're
like the standard fare on Club Penguin.
Right. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
send me your little kid dick pics. And then they all have smartphones now, so they start taking dick pics and they send them to you.
And they send them with the caption, oh no, help police.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh my God, I was forced. Like, no, you weren't. Not that that makes it okay necessarily that they were asking you for dick pics in the first place, but it's not like, it's not a rape. It's not even a sexual assault. It's just words coming at you across the computer screen. If anybody in that situation should be targeted, I think it should be the parents. But even then I feel gross because like the parents are probably in on it on some level because these are like third world kids and they're getting money for doing this. And like the parents have no money, and so this is a way for them to make a living. Like, it's gross that the parents are whoring out their kids, but it's like a last resort kind of thing. Like, we have no fucking money, and if some rich guy wants to send us money just to watch our little girl shake her ass, then I guess we'll do it. I don't know. Like, all of it just seems like, I don't know. You know, and if you're going to make a fake sexy little girl to, like, can't you just give it to the pedos? Like, to give them something else to do instead of, You know, instead, excuse me, instead of using it to try to bait them into doing something horrible so that you can arrest them forever, couldn't you just give it to them so that they have something to do, so that they don't have to?
That's a cool question. Do you think they programmed in like the actual like sexy parts?
I don't know. I kind of feel like if they didn't, then it's even worse to me somehow. Like it's hilarious to me to think of them programming that in. Like they're animating a little girl.
Like, and they're like, man, we're going to get these weirdos.
Yeah. But if they didn't, it's kind of almost worse to me because so then nothing actually happens. Like a guy gets online and he says to this fake little girl, like, I want to see your parts or whatever. And then nothing happens. And then he gets arrested.
He doesn't even get to see any fake girl parts.
Well, like I say shit all the time. I wouldn't get in a chat room with little girls and say, show me your parts. But I say shit all the time just because I think it's funny. And there's no way, like, I don't feel like you should be arrested for just saying shit. Like, even if it is saying to a kid, show me your parts. So then if nothing happens, like, what if I got in a kid's chat room and I'm just an idiot and I think it's hilarious because you shouldn't say it to say, hey, kids, send me nudes. And then they start sending me nudes and I'm like, Jesus Christ, no, I was kidding. Fuck, you shouldn't send nudes to people. Like, there's no way for you to know that that's not what I was going to do. Like, that I wasn't just kidding. And I'm
this
not.
This isn't actually the same because I think they did want them. There was some, like, I heard some news story about, like, some Call of Duty. You know, they have, like, clans in that.
Uh-huh.
You can make your own groups and have, like, a tag for it. And this one guy was like, if you want to officially join this clan, send me $5 and picture your wang. He got a bunch of like 11-year-old penises.
Well, and that's
and
another
he, like,
thing.
He turned himself in or something.
See, that's another thing that bothers me is child porn, like actual child porn, where like the really gross, creepy stuff, where like some sick fucking freak either kidnaps kids or has kids of their own and then forces them to fuck each other or to fuck an adult and gets it all on camera. That shit's really heinous and terrible. But even in that case, I think just seeing it, like the fact that that's a crime, the fact like you could, if you download it, even if you didn't mean to, that's a crime.
Yeah. All the like intent parts of this, of the CP laws kind of bother me.
Yeah. That's the problem I have. Like, I think I heard this in a Doug Stanhope bit, and I completely agree with it, but I don't want to, like, come across like I'm ripping him off, but it's the only crime, or it's the only time when seeing a photo of a crime is illegal. Like, you can go on Rotten.com or whatever and look at pictures of dead bodies, people with their heads smashed open, murder victims, all day long. You can look at photos and videos of horrible murders, and it's fine. But if you see child porn, it doesn't matter if you jerked off to it. It doesn't matter if you had some part in making it. It doesn't matter if you bought it as opposed to just finding it and downloading it. If you see child porn, you are in trouble. That's illegal. You can't even see it. That's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, like, that's just talking about the actual really, really heinous shit. The idea that, like, something a kid did on their own, like a kid, like teenagers sexting each other, or even just, like, everybody's got a fucking phone now. What if just some, like, 8-year-old on a whim decides to take pictures of his nude body and post them online? And or maybe he's Orion-esque and he's pretty sexual for a young kid and he takes pictures or video of himself jerking off and puts that online. That's child porn. Like, nobody was harmed, but that's child porn, and you could get in trouble for seeing it.
I mean, 12-year-olds these days are smart enough to have the mischievous idea to, like, get people in trouble by sending them pics of their own dick.
Yeah, that's
with,
like,
malicious intent.
That's pretty nasty, and there's nothing you could do about it. Like, if some 12-year-old decided to send me a video of him jerking off, and somebody found out about it, I would be the one in trouble. There's nothing I could do to get out of it, because it's like, I think it's like a strict liability thing where it doesn't matter what the circumstances were. I'm in trouble just for having it.
Yeah.
And that's really insane to me. Like, it's just like the fear mongering about it. And like, it's taken so seriously. It's not even serious anymore. It's like ridiculous, that you can't even discuss it. Like, if you're not saying pedophiles are evil and should burn, then anything else you have to say about the subject is just like, shut up.
I remember my government teacher in like the 10th grade talked about how he didn't advocate the death penalty, except he wanted to literally nuke pedophiles.
Yeah, people.
And he was just fine with that. And dude was like a rational dude. He was like a smart guy. But, I mean, he's a weird, crazy guy in that respect.
It's just one of those things. Like, people are just told, like, pedophiles are the worst. It's like the worst thing you can do is be a pedophile. And not even molest a kid. Just be a pedophile. Like, that's enough. And you're not allowed to have any other view on it, or else people will start saying that you're like in, like that you're a pedophile, or that you're into pedophilia somehow, which I guess would just make you a pedophile. I don't know. But like, you can't say anything other than pedophiles are evil and they should burn, or else you're a pedophile.
Yeah.
And I hate the whole thing so much. And I think I've said on the show before that I'm not convinced that all, and I do feel really gross saying this stuff, because it, if it weren't for the fact that everyone else overreacts so much, I would have like no stake in this. Like, I just don't care. I don't want to fuck a kid. But but I'm not convinced that all sexual activity with children is inherently evil. Like, kids, Orion was jerking off and trying, like, he didn't know exactly what he was doing, but he wanted to bang girls when he was like 6.
Yeah.
Like, kids, and I've definitely heard tons of things about kids masturbating and stuff. Like, kids are not like asexual until they hit puberty, even though that's basically how I felt. But it's not like kids are completely non-sexual beings. And I think I said before on the show, like, if I was a little kid and my dad came up to me one day and said, "Hey, I want to try this new thing," and I was like, okay. And he like whipped my dick out and he was like, just go with me on this. It's going to be great. And he starts like jerking me off. And then he starts going down on me. And like, I have a little baby kid orgasm and like nothing comes out because I haven't hit puberty yet. Like, if I didn't know anything about what that means to society, if all I knew was this is just this crazy thing my dad wanted to do today, I would probably like it. I don't see why I wouldn't. I don't see how that's inherently harmful. A kid getting a beej, even if it is from like his dad. Like, I don't see how it's inherently damaging.
Yeah. Kid getting a beej.
From his dad. And I like to use that example because it's me and it's my dad and it's like an extreme version. Like, I could say, oh, it's me and a hot chick. But I think like it's so much a construct, so much a societal idea and not an inherent thing, that I'll go with my dad doing it because it makes it even worse. But it's actually not. Like, if it was, it's just like a thing. Like, it's just two people touching. It's not a rape. Like, if you forcibly rape a kid, then that's, I see how that's harmful. But if you just said, "Hey kid, let's try this thing," and then you jerk him off, unless you're like bad at giving little kid hand jobs, I think it'd probably be fine as long as they don't know that it's supposed to harm them and scar them for life.
Give them like an Indian burn.
I think a lot of that does come from the fact that society tells kids that it's damaging. Like, I've definitely heard kids, like adults have been interviewed who were abused as kids, who had sexual contact with family members or whatever as kids. And they've said, like, when I was a kid, and I don't necessarily think this is everybody, but I definitely know that it's some people. They've said that when I was a kid, I actually would have described it as a pleasant experience because I didn't know that it wasn't supposed to be. And it's a gross thing to say, and nobody wants to hear it. But I think it's true. I think a lot of the harm in these situations comes from society telling kids that something happened to them. You've gone real quiet, Bames. Are you trying to decide where you come down on this issue? What's that?
I don't have anything to say on the subject, really.
C. McNichol says, I think you're on the wrong side of this one, Kyle.
He said that like 10 minutes ago, and he's not in the chat anymore.
Oh, he left?
Yeah.
I was going to ask him to call in.
Way to explain yourself.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, I don't know like what he's saying, but I don't know specifically what he was referring to, and I don't know where he comes down on the issue, but I would be curious to talk to somebody who thinks that, like, because I think what's happening there, him saying you're on the wrong side of this one, Kyle, and if he left because of this discussion, I think it's because it's so uncomfortable for people to talk about this without saying pedophiles are bad and should burn. You're not supposed to say anything else.
Flina says, Kyle, the one sane man left on Earth.
Yeah, and then Flinas goes and makes me uncomfortable. Like, if you agree with the things I'm saying, great. But like, for a 14-year-old boy to say, Kyle, the one sane man left on Earth, when I'm talking about how maybe sexing up a kid isn't the worst thing in the world. Like, just, you're only making me feel worse, Flinas. But I appreciate the intent of what he said anyway. I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't have anything else to say about that. And maybe I'm done with this episode. But I really do. I think that the whole like child molestation, pedophilia, child sexuality thing is just a big giant mess that nobody wants to talk about because it's gross.
Kid getting a beach.
Kid getting a beach. Maybe I'll make that the title of this episode. All right, I guess that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the Pedophile Apology Hour. As usual, you can email me at kyle.ijusthadaterriblethought.com, and you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581. I'm probably going to keep saying us when I really mean me for a while. You can check out the Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/idchat and twitter.com/idchat. You can leave little questions and suggestions and things there. You can go to the forum, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum, where you can discuss the episodes, or you can post in all the other sub-forums about whatever the fuck you want. You can buy t-shirts, ijhat.spreadshirt.com. And you can donate. You can click the big old donate button on the main page. Send me money to fill the hole in my heart left by Orion. And that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll check you next week. Word.